So, hey, if you've been paying attention, you might have heard a guy's voice every now and then. We are referring to most likely Nate, which is Leah's boyfriend and also our producer. We have some episodes that we're releasing that touch a little bit at the beginning of their relationship.
We just wanted to hold out a little longer and see if it worked out.
We decided that perhaps they should be called the Hopefully Not X-Files. So if you're out there wondering, how did Leah ever get a boyfriend?
I'm wondering this as well.
This week on The Nervous Record.
This is the date asking what time I'm free tomorrow because I'm going to go on another date.
Great.
Should I say, what sounds hot to say?
Times? What time sound hot?
What time sounds hottest
to say? How would I know? Is that a thing?
Dusk.
Right, dusk. Write it.
Okay, dusk.
That delights me that you just wrote dusk.
I'm Amanda Sox, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
I got hit by a car this week, but in my car. My car got hit by a car while I was in my car.
That's better than your face getting hit by a car.
But yeah, it wasn't in my face. It was in my rear.
Of my car.
I was just sitting there minding my own business, but I had just gotten acupuncture. And that night in acupuncture, we had specifically, she said, what is it that you want to focus on? Usually I'm like, I need to work on my entire nervous system because I've been really going through some hard stuff medically this whole year with surgeries and just not feeling really great about my body right now. Because I just feel like everything's migrating south.
On your body.
On my body, but okay. Like forever.
Like yeah, it doesn't come back.
I don't know that it comes back. She actually said, let's work on some different spots that'll kind of help you be grounded and help you really feel better. Targeting self-esteem around my body.
Great. Where is that localized?
I mean, it's different spots. It's meridians. Okay.
So what meridian is self-esteem? Like,
it's probably spleen meridian. She said it a lot more eloquently.
Yeah. I started going to acupuncture. Sorry, sidebar. Let's talk about me now.
No, let's do it.
The first time I saw an acupuncturist, she was great, but like I couldn't really understand her. And she was very like brusque.
And what do you mean you couldn't understand her? Like she had an accent?
Yeah. She was Chinese. Like, what's wrong with you? You know? Like I always just felt like I was just like you're interrupting like her day or something. And then she's poking needles in my body. Okay, back to your story.
So I'm definitely a devotee of acupuncture. On my way home from Asheville, I'm feeling pretty groovy. I'm feeling pretty grounded. Good start to my weekend. It sucks when you're sitting in your car and you get rear-ended. It really sucks when you get out of the car and the person that's just rear-ended you, their first reaction is, oh my God, are you pregnant? I had just had my body confidence, body feel better about my body acupuncture. And less than an hour later, I was asked if I was pregnant. Not in the way that, you know, like the nurse has to ask you if you're pregnant.
Yeah, like, are you sure?
Are you sure you're not pregnant? I'm like, I just told you I haven't had sex in 2 years. Right. But, you know, if there's anybody.
You need to test my pee, fine.
Go ahead, it's fine. If there's anybody that's going to conceive immaculately, it's for sure going to be me.
Yeah.
Just as a joke. Just as a as like a cosmic joke. So, of course, I text messaging pretty much everybody in my phone.
Yeah.
And it was a fascinating study to see what the responses were.
Oh, yeah.
Your responses were, one, appropriate, two, all caps lock. And my therapist, she said, I'm sorry about the wreck. You don't look pregnant. So I texted my mom, mm-hmm. and I said, I'm really feeling uncomfortable right now, and I wish I wasn't alone. And she texted me back a smiley face emoji. Ashley, the acupuncturist, I think she laughed. She's wonderful. Right. Her name's Ashley Cooper. She owns Alchemy Apothecary and Tea Room and Acupuncture and Massage.
That sounds amazing.
It is outstanding. My God, she's fucking best. She thinks my life is really funny.
It is. In a tragic kind of way. But that's the best kind of comedy in my eyes.
And so I just thought that she would like to know that her beautiful, delicate work that we had done just got totally
smashed in the rear end.
Smashed in the rear. And the damage isn't really bad. And I'm not somebody who's particularly vindictive or like angry. Like, it would be so in my nature to be like, no, I'm sorry, are you okay? Like, mm-hmm. Trying to attend to this person's emotional needs, mm-hmm. and somehow apologizing for something that was not my fault. Mm-hmm. But she really just took care of that, like, straight out the gate with the pregnant thing.
Mm-hmm. It was a gift.
In a way, yeah. Because it was weird. I had to sit there and have this sensation, this feeling that I don't normally harbor for very long, which was just like, I am angry about this. I don't understand why this was said to me. I do kind of understand why it was said to me. I was wearing, you know, I was wearing a leotard, a drawstring.
A drawstring. Like the single ladies video. Yes. You should be angry. You look fierce.
A leotard and a drawstring pant. And I have noticed.
It sounds so elegant.
It's a linen drawstring trouser. I haven't gone with pregnant. That's not usually. I thought before, like, you look like one of the Tweedles.
Like a Tweedle. You look like a Tweedle brother.
I look like one of the Tweedle brothers. Or like the egg. What's the egg that falls?
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty. Yeah. I do have sort of like a Humpty Dumpty kind of body.
No.
Yeah. So, first thing that I do.
No one has a Humpty Dumpty body.
Humpty Dumpty had a body.
Well, I have seen.
First thing I did, first order of business after being called pregnant by the girl in the car, was immediately text the person that I was supposed to have a date with and cancel. I texted him and I said, like, hey, I'm really sorry that our plans are going to have to change, but I just got in a car accident. So I got to sit there with my emotions the whole time. I'm having to stare down the face of a cookout. That's like not even 25 yards away. Mm-hmm. This is a very stressful situation. And when I'm in a stressful situation, I usually need to eat something sweet. And like, I don't usually have the time to really sit there and think through, that's not going to make me feel better. I already was feeling better before I got hit by the car. Mm-hmm. Because of things that were natural, because of things that were in my mind, that were in my body. So what do you think I did? Do you think I went to the cookout, or do you think I didn't go to the cookout?
I think you went home.
I love that you believe in me like that.
Aww, you went to
I
the
totally
cookout.
Got a chocolate cobbler shake, which is a chocolate shake with a bunch of vanilla wafers crushed up into it.
I didn't know that existed.
Holding up drive-thrus is something that makes me very anxious. Do you get that too?
Yes.
Holding up any line.
Yep.
Holding up any line. And it's interesting to me because why are there the other people that don't mind to hold up the line? They're just there to get what they want. Mm-hmm. They're going to get what they want. They're looking out for number one.
Yep.
Why do we not look out for number one? Who are we looking out for?
The people that work there, not to piss them off. I'm also the kind of person who, if they hand me the wrong thing, I'm like, oh, no, it's fine. We'll just eat it. It's fine. Yes, I don't want to go back.
Yeah. I know. I apologize for sending food back. Like, I apologize for, first of all, I won't send food back.
Yeah.
If there's some reason I absolutely have to send food back, like I ordered ribs and they brought me a Cobb salad. And, you know, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to nitpick, but this is not ribs. went on a date on Sunday. I tried to cancel my date after being called pregnant.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't take. So was the text, I just got in an accident. I can't
do a date in 48 hours. So it was like, I'm not trying to backpedal, but the date that we have that's in over 2 days, I can't do it now because I just got...
Like he thinks you're in the hospital with
like
no
I
legs.
Just got hit by a car. Yeah.
That's often what your texts sound like, though. It's like extreme words.
I mean, generally my frequency is like a Mayday kind of frequency. Yeah. But it could be anything. It could be like I got hit by a car is on the same exact frequency as I am in the bun aisle at the grocery store, and some of them say potato, and the other ones don't, and I don't know the difference. Both of them are catastrophes. So he was super nice about it, just like, are you okay? You know, that's all he cared about. Mm-hmm. This is a guy that I was matched with him on Bumble, this app. I just had surgery. I was lying around. I was on hydrocodone. Mm-hmm. And there were like two things that I could do. I could either get on this dating app and try to, you know, change the trajectory of my life forever, or I could start Game of Thrones. And so...
Fair. Yeah.
Like everybody else, it was an active pursuit for them. Mm-hmm. Whereas for me, it was just like...
It's like passive income, you know, like...
Is that like white collar crime?
I mean, I guess it could be.
Where you passive income?
No, passive income is where like you don't have to work to reap the money.
Oh, passive income.
No.
The thing that I thought about white collar crime this week is, you know what sucks? Is that you can't just do white collar crime.
No.
It's so prejudiced.
What?
You have to have like a lot of money or a lot of contacts.
That's what it is.
Exactly. I know, like if I wanted to do blue collar crime, I could go beat somebody up. Anyways.
I'm gonna leave that there. I don't know how to respond.
Dating. So I'm an eligible bachelorette.
Ignore everything she said about white collar crime.
My interests are ribs. Game of Thrones. My profile was a big hit. Because, okay, my pictures, one of them is me flying my dad's airplane.
Perfect.
One of them is me feeding a sloth at a sloth sanctuary in Costa Rica.
Amazing. You're adventurous, like outdoorsy.
Yeah.
But you're still approachable.
The big hit is the fish picture. So the fish picture is a phenomenon.
In this area, in the Southeast.
No, it's like everywhere.
Everywhere? Yeah. A picture with a fish?
Yeah. I mean, just you change the type of fish.
Just like marlin.
Yeah. If you're in Bermuda, it's a marlin. And if you're in the Finger Lakes, it's more of a rainbow trout if you're in pure Michigan. Anyhow.
Salmon, which are apparently crazy.
They jump out of the water into the mouth of a bear, according to my screensaver. Most interactions that I have with the talking to the strangers from the dating app, they last just long enough for me to be myself. This guy, sticks it out since like beginning of July. And finally, we went on the date. Mm-hmm. I've managed to buck every single time he's asked me out for 2 months. And I think that enough people were haranguing me about it that it was like, okay, Leah, just grow some balls and do it. And prior to the date, I was like, I'm going to send him Snapchats. You know, might as well like acclimate him a little bit to what my face is like talking. He tried to acclimate me to his face and voice.
Ew.
At the front end of it, it was a little arresting because his voice seemed very, I want to say Elmer Fudd, but mixed with like Stephen Hawking. No, wait, no.
What?
No. Carl Sagan. Carl Sagan, that's the one I meant. And he had a much thicker accent, a southern accent, than I anticipated. Uh-huh. Saturday night, he called me. This is a horrifying development. Because we don't know what to do with the phone anymore. Answering the phone is horrifying. And I was like looking at it, I was like, oh God, I can't avoid this anymore.
Yeah.
And also there is something that is so horrifyingly adult about this move that he's making right now. So I got on the phone with him. We talked for like 2.5 hours the night before the date. We made a list of like, here's all the things that can go wrong in the date. Here's the things we're nervous about. Mm-hmm. We named all of it. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like things were inside jokes going into the date that I wasn't having to be like, I have anxiety because my hands are shaking. My hands shake. It's not discomfort with the date. It's just kind of an all the time thing. One of my bullet points of date prep. And his response was something like, well, I was planning for us to go to a quaint antique shop. I said, in the last week, I've been described as both a Chicago Cub and the old man you go to play chess with. I mean, I could have said pregnant Chicago Cub because that was one of the descriptors that I had in last week.
And not, are you saying, like, when you say Chicago Cub, like a Cub fan, a Cub player, or like a bear cub? A
bear cub.
Great. You, from
yes,
Chicago.
Yes, because we were you and I were having a discussion about how you're a very masculine woman that's getting in touch with the feminine. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, what are you?
You're like.
And we tried on some different things. Girl didn't really work, but dude didn't really work either. No. And you were like, you're a Chicago Cub.
Is that what I said? Oh, yeah. I did this?
You said this.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a Midwestern bear cub. Adorable, approachable, friendly, funny. Loves ribs.
I do love ribs. One of the first things he tells me straight out the gate is that he eats like a 4-year-old. Or not a 4-year-old. He eats like a 4th grader. One of those.
Oh,
he eats like a child.
He only eats chicken and french fries.
When we picked Bojangles the night before, I was like, oh my God, I haven't been to a Bojangles in like 10 years. He was like, I haven't been to a Bojangles in 10 minutes. I've had a drumstick in my hand this entire time. But it was so funny talking to him the night before the date. He literally said the words, here's this girl that's got her shit together.
Nope. No. Wrong. Ding. You're out.
I think I had this exact reaction. The plan was we're going to eat food and two things are going to happen. Either we eat food and it's great and then we go fishing, or we eat food and it's terrible and then I go fishing. So we go to Bojangles and I'm dressed like a kindergarten teacher. It's a long maxi dress, a high collared maxi dress. I feel like seeing my legs is like a 4th date kind of thing. So our tattoos came up. I've been thinking of getting another tattoo. I've been looking at pictures. I've been Pinteresting. And we went and we got tattoos.
Wow.
And then we went out to this fishing hole that I know of. It's kind of back in some woods. I thought for, there was like a little window that I was like, he could murder me, but I brought it up to him. I named it. I named it. I said, are you going to murder me?
Sorry, the way in which you said that. It's like so childlike and innocent, but also fearful.
Mm-hmm. That's how I am in the dating world. Innocent, but fearful.
Like it's just playful, but also I'm terrified.
Yeah. It's not really playful. It's just,
oh, I'm curious.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
it's a bear cup.
Send me a kissy emoji today. We haven't kissed in real life. We barely hugged in real life.
You know what I fed Jay today? Only squash. Signed up for one of these boxes. It's like it's crunchy squash chunks.
Gross. Pesto, squash by its name, by its nature, should not be squashy. Crunchy. I mean, it's a vegetable.
It's vegetables, you know? We don't eat vegetables.
Whenever I eat something green, it's like the worst. Psychologically, I'm never like, oh, I want a salad right now.
Salad.
I want a cob. When I did mushrooms, that is what I wanted. You know I'm on drugs if I'm craving a salad. Like, it's something is not right in my brain. So, didn't catch any fish. Told him that would be the case. Didn't know how to use a spinning reel. Had never done that before. Had only used a push-button reel. And he was like, don't worry about it. I'll bring fishing stuff tomorrow. I had to go hide in the bushes and watch a WikiHow video hidden in the bushes about how to use the reel.
Wow.
And I was just like, this is dating.
That's not dating for most people who don't go fishing.
This is dating for Leah.
Yeah, it is.
I'm hiding in the bushes, Googling. Watching a fishing video. Because I want to look cool.
Isn't it funny how he thought that you were a person that who had it all together?
Oh my God, it was so funny. And there were so many things that I said that he was just like, what? Like, but it was like,
isn't this, it great to feel novel?
It was so great. I was like, oh yeah, you've never been around this before. This is entertaining to you right now. But there was, what was it? Oh, I was telling him about my ring money, because my check for my rings came in, and how like I need to do something with this money quickly. I need to like book a ticket now to like Berlin or Prague or something. So that I don't squander that money on something responsible.
Yeah.
Like my taxes that I owe. I don't want my ring money to go to taxes. It sounded ludicrous. And probably around then is when he like put together, she doesn't have her shit together.
Right.
And then we had some more meaningful, deeper conversation. And one of the things that I think is tricky. So I wrote some articles for a publication, Yoga International. But it was so funny because, first of all, I'm not a writer. Second of all, I don't do yoga. I was international at the time. So Yoga International was the publication.
Great.
But they put my article was purposeful living, which is so funny because I am living and I do not have a purpose.
Yeah.
From day to day.
This is like their warning. Like, you better live with purpose or else you'll be like this
chick. Or else you'll end up like her. I'm surprised that I have a date.
Right.
Because if you Google my name,
That's what comes up.
Uh-huh. You literally, if you're a guy that's like, I'm kind of interested in this girl. She's got the flying, she's got the sloth thing, she's got the fish thing. I'm going to Google her name. Oh, it's an article about how she cried every day for 400 something days. And there's this rating under my name. And it says like 1,000 people rated me 9 out of 10 stars.
That's awesome. That's so many stars.
But I'm like, what? I know, that's simple math. It's like
900 people.
900,000 people. Stars. No, 900,000 stars.
But that's really just 9,000 people.
Like, yeah, but
wait, no, 900 people.
900 people giving me. Yeah, but it's nicer when you say it like, I almost have a million stars on the internet.
Okay. Yeah. You have a million stars on the internet.
So but the thing about it is I don't know where this rating thing.
My that's your life. That's my.
It's random and it's larger than life.
Anecdote.
Life. I am a larger than life anecdote. He laughed at a lot of stuff that I had to say, but like at one point he started to get choked up, and it, because he was divorced a year ago, that is when I wrote those articles. I know that sweet spot coming out of that grip of that pain.
Yeah, but you gotta like,
but you don't know how to move on. Yeah,
yeah. You gotta start processing.
So he's like talking about major life things, and I did respond. I think that I asked him, if you were in the middle of a food trapped and you had to eat your way out to survive.
I think you've asked me this
it's
before.
It's a good question. But maybe I asked him what cheese he couldn't live without. Oh, I should ask him if I need to eat first, probably.
Sure.
Because I'm going to be at work till probably 5:30.
So tell him to meet you there.
Well, I don't know what we're doing. That's horrifying.
It sounds like you told him.
I did, but I didn't really expect him to actually make a plan. What if his plan fails and is bad? That's going to feel worse for me than if I had made a plan and it failed and it was bad. Oh, God, I should probably tell him, give him some rules. Dancing will fail.
He's not going to take you dancing.
Oh, just remembered everything that I don't want to do. And he's making the plans. This is a nightmare. If he's like, hey, here we go. We're going to go to a cool, hip bar that's crowded. And it's on a rooftop. And it's,
he's not going to do
I'm going to be like, I got in a car accident.
No, you can't get in
another car accident. No, I can't. Should I make him pick me up?
Yeah.
I should do that? Should I say you want to pick me up?
He's going to see how fancy you are.
Are we meeting somewhere? Or
are you picking me up?
Are you picking me up? Or you wanna pick me up?
Just say, or are you picking me up?
That feels very...
Just say it.
Don't
say it.
Ah, yeah, but that sounds like I have an expectation that that could be an option.
Send it.
Are we meeting somewhere? Or wanna pick me
up? No, that's an invitation that sounds like you want it. It's a just simple, like, are we meeting somewhere or are you picking me up? Just tell me, because that will change my timeline. Are you doing what I told you to do?
Yes, right now? Are we meeting or are you picking me up? This is the most, this is the worst thing I ever said.
Leah, it's okay. This is the worst thing I ever said. I know what you are. You're a 6-year-old boy.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
What do you do when you're like, I need the Spanx to look hot, but I'm looking hot, so things are heating up, but I've got the Spanx on that I don't know what to do about?
Scissors?
Like I give him scissors, like it's a ceremonial ribbon cutting?
If you want to follow us online, you can find us on Twitter at Nervous Record, or you can follow us on Instagram at The Nervous Record, or you can like our Facebook page at The Nervous Record, and most importantly, you can throw us some money at patreon.com/The Nervous Record. We got to pay our producer somehow. My